The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I consider all of us here in the studio pretty humble. Anthony A., I'm questioning you.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a nationally syndicated radio host and a touring comedian is what I yelled at a guy when I thought my car was stolen.
I'm so disappointed in you right now. Anthony, it just isn't who you are.
So right now I'm shipping my car across the country and it was missing for a whole 24 hours. Nobody from the tow service were answering. And when they finally got through, I told this guy I was going to give him the nastiest Yelp review if they didn't get my car here by today.
Well, yeah, because your car is literally lost.
Literally lost, dog. And then he goes, well, sir, there's something I could do it. And that's when I hit him with, do you even know who I am?
Oh God.
Worst part is he said, no. Nor do I care.
Never heard you, bro.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, so cringe, guys. I turned into a full Karen. Oh.
No, but hey, sometimes you have to be a Karen to get stuff done.
Did you
get your car situated?
Yes, the car is arriving today, so it's all good, and I will owe this man an apology.
Your car almost didn't show up, though.
What happened?
So last night, I get a phone call, and I'm like, some random number, and I'm like, ignore. I'm not even thinking of your car, and he's like, and he has a really heavy accent, Middle Eastern accent, and he's saying, I have your car, and I was like, no, I have my car. You got the wrong phone number. So I hang up on him, and then he texts me, I have your car, and I was like, and then I thought about it. I was like, oh, he's talking about Anthony's car.
If not, your car would have been perpetually lost.
Hey,
either way, you're getting your car back. I've lost things, but never a car.
No, and be careful when you spaz out on people because, you know, you never know what anybody's
going
through.
That's the thing. You can't treat people that way. It wasn't the man's fault that you probably... Oh, wait, I filled the paperwork out.
Yeah, it wasn't like you. It was
Dan. Oh, my gosh. I just thought of that. I'm the one that did everything to transfer the cars. So is that why they're calling you Automatic instead of Anthony?
I was wondering. I was like, why are they calling my phone number for Anthony's car?
Wait, here's the worst part. So you could just have anyone's car picked up at any time? You don't have to have ID, nothing?
It's a crazy world out there. You could literally just have anybody's car picked
up. You're paying to get your car stolen and lost. This is wild. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the craziest thing I've ever lost, and that has to be
I lost my car. Remember in Philadelphia?
Automatic, you didn't lose your car. You parked.
I thought I lost my car, but it got towed, and we walked around for 3 hours looking for my car. I have a picture of me and Benjamin Franklin, though.
No parking zone. I said, don't park here. He said, I'm parking here. They towed the car. He made us look for it forever.
Should have hit him with a, do you know who I am?
For sure in Philly, they would have been like, nah.
All right, Anthony, National Day.
Let's kick this one off with National STEM Day. This is encouraging kids to explore their interest in science, technology, engineering, and math.
Kids, if you want to get a job when you're older, these are the
things
you need
to study.
This is
a big deal. We are having to import people because we don't have citizens that are qualified to do these jobs at Google, at Intel, and with everything going on, you better get some degrees.
Please, y'all. My hope is in the future because I was good at the science, technology, and that's about it part.
Okay.
The rest of it I was not good at.
We need some math majors. Come on.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Cappuccino Day.
And I didn't know what a cappuccino was. I was kind of, I thought I did, and I said hot milk, right, with espresso. You said yes.
Yes, it's traditionally espresso with hot or steamed milk.
There you go.
I would have thought I would have known that because I used to be a barista for a long time, but the place I worked at, they did more like wheatgrass shots than cappuccino.
And that's why you're a DJ now, because you don't know what a cappuccino is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What would you do if you found out that the person you're with right now was married before and they never told you? Oh, that happened earlier in our Down in the DM. Chris called us because his girl Erica was being distant. She was taking a trip. But what he didn't know is that she was going to get divorced.
Listen, I'm trying to resolve a legal situation. Chris, he doesn't need to be involved. I just need to cancel the room. So if you can just hand me over to a supervisor.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and hold on, guys. I'm going to stop the call.
What kind of legal problems are you having?
What are you doing?
Erica, Chris thought you were trying to meet up with Michael.
Mike? How do you know about Michael?
Who the f*** is Michael? Tell me, Erica.
He's my husband, okay?
Full disclosure here. I was married twice before married. The love of my life, DJ Automatic.
Don't say
that. Said that a little reluctantly.
No.
You got me a little worried after
did,
that.
Did you hear the way I said what I said?
Might be strike three and I'm out.
It's embarrassing to talk about your past. I'm embarrassed, so I joke about being married twice before. I make fun of myself all the time. Self-deprecation is the best way to get
to get because, through it.
Well, not just that, because you know other people are judging you no matter what. You failed at something that you made a promise.
A divorce is a big asterisk on
anybody.
You're
never single again. You're always divorced.
That part.
Gosh, and then Anthony.
Leaving it off, though, when you get into a new relationship, my brother actually just went through this like 6 months ago.
Oh, I
His newest
forgot.
Girlfriend he would just forgot to tell him that she was married before. Yeah. And he was like, wait, hold on. You were married? And he was going to break up with her. And then I told him, I said, why would you break up with her if you already have a good relationship going
exactly.
right now? And they're still together.
And she was very embarrassed about the past. And plus, she's like super Catholic. You know, it's a big thing.
I think the marriage lasted like a total of 4 months.
We asked people to call and the phones lit up. How would you feel if your person said to you, you know what? I'm going out of town. And then you found out they were going out of town to get a divorce and they never disclosed it.
So to be honest, I think I would definitely stay.
Okay, yeah.
Talking about your past is hard. However, she would have to work on earning back my trust. And that's going to take some time.
Earning the trust back, I get it. No, that's going
to
be hard.
Anytime a guy says it's going to take you a while to earn my trust back, he's never going to trust you ever again. Not at all, bro. Call me insecure. I'm out. No
like
way.
Like Drake said, trust issues for real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tupac, back in the day, talked smack about Quincy Jones. Both of these gentlemen, rest in peace, right? May they rest in power. And then went on to date his daughter.
Oh.
Let's discuss right now, but first, celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Friend and homie of the show, Tech Nine, celebrating his birthday. We also have one of my man crushes and a great news correspondent, David Muir, also celebrating his birthday. Pooh Shiesty and SZA, along with Gordon Ramsay.
Remember when you ran up on David Muir?
Yes. I was like, David Muir. He's like, okay, get away from
this
me.
This guy gave him.
It was awkward at best. It was awkward at best. It was quite the moment. Okay, so let me tell you this story that we just saw online. Tupac talked smack about Quincy Jones and his daughter in a magazine. This is back in the day.
Gotcha.
Okay, he called his daughter the B word. And then Michael Jackson finds out. Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones had a father-son relationship. So Michael Jackson beat Tupac up.
The King of Pop?
The King of Pop.
Yeah.
Beat up Tupac.
According to WAC 100 and Orlando in Tampa Bay, that Michael Jackson put hands on Tupac and whooped his...
Tupac is not a big person. He was not a big person. He's a big talker. I mean, great rapper. Talker.
Mike wasn't too big either, but anytime you slap somebody with that rhinestone glove he had, that'd be crazy.
Have you seen the man dance?
Yeah.
And from what I hear, Michael Jackson was an amazing basketball player,
and
too.
He's also a baby brother. Baby brothers know how to fight.
Dude, I fought my brothers at least 100 times.
So anyway, Tupac goes on to apologize to Quincy Jones because he wants to date Kidada Jones. They accept the apology. And he was dating her when he passed away.
Oh.
I don't know. If somebody called me the B word, I don't know.
Stuff like this happens on a regular basis to everyday couples where you get in a fight with your girl's dad. It gets a little weird. And then the homies.
But the B word, Anthony?
He called his daughter a B word and then he slept with her. I think Tupac won the war.
Dang.
Well, it's kind of like Ted Cruz got his wife called the dog. And you know, I mean, it's true. It's true. And he's good friends with President-elect Donald Trump now. I don't know, Automatic, if somebody called me the B word, could you be their friend?
No.
Well, you're a better man than Ted Cruz.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I mentioned earlier that you had dumped me, and I've gotten a lot of messages, Automatic, since then.
Always bringing up old stuff.
No. We talked about second chances, right? We talked about the fact that, I mean, I had another life before I met you. I was married twice. I had kids. You didn't. You were just fresh out of college. Our lives were so different.
I was a young buck.
Yeah, and I understood your fear. But the second chance thing, I remember praying that we would get back together.
Oh.
And even though I felt this connection with him, Anthony. Like, I can't even explain it. I'm glad that it worked out. I'm glad my prayers were answered because prior, I had also prayed that one of my relationships worked out and it was not good. This was not a good person. This person was, I'm just going to say it, abusive physically and emotionally. Thank goodness that prayer didn't work. Or did it?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That unanswered prayer. Like
when you were yearning for that person back, even though they mistreated you, Dana, that you were just looking, you were lonely, right? Is that a little
I don't
bit
know
of
if it's lonely, you're dependent, and because that type of relationship had me so beaten down.
Oh, well,
it
you're
had
in the
me
middle
thinking,
of it and caught up in
well,
it.
Well, I yeah.
I'm you think it's normal.
I am a survivor of abuse. when I was being abused, I didn't know. I knew that I was ashamed to tell anyone. I knew I had pretty much lost all my friends. I knew that he was keeping me away from my family, but I wanted to stay in this situation because he had convinced me that I couldn't survive without him. And it was quite the opposite. Had I stayed with this person, I might not be here right now.
I went through one thing where a woman was moving to Los Angeles to pursue her dream of working in the fashion world. And I wanted to, you know, stay with her. And I tried everything in my power to find job to relocate to Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
And the whole time she told me, hey, if you do go out there, I don't know if we'll still be together when we're there. That hurt. And I was such a simp that I was like, no.
I'm
still going to go. We're still going to make it work. And then luckily enough.
I mean, she was hot, but not that hot.
Aren't you glad it didn't work out?
Yes, I am glad it didn't work out. I didn't think Automatic knew who I was talking about.
Oh, I know exactly
who you're talking about.
Because we hung out with her like one time in L.A.
I was hoping it would have worked out because I loved her. Sorry, but now I'm glad
it
didn't.
Like six girlfriends ago for Anthony.
I know.
Jada just confessed her love for her. That was
I did.
Right
I'm
now.
Just thinking. I wish that prayer would have come to fruition. Yeah, remember Automatic when Anthony had her as a girlfriend? And that was like coupling
Dana
at its
finest.
Dana
thought she had a new best friend.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
she loved fashion.
She worked for Rihanna's company now.
And see?
Yeah, and
who knows? We could have Rihanna in the studio right now if that would have worked out. I'm going to give you a rosary. Pray on it.
I need a new babe, please.
Hey, do you have any of those unanswered prayers? I mean, I'm talking about things that didn't happen that you're so glad they didn't work out. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.